You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Mm-hmm. That was some fine sax playing right there from the late, great Cary Strayer, joined by his quartet with the 2006 song called Mentor. And isn't that song title appropriate? Cary left us on August 1, 2013, and every memory etched about him included sentiments about how well he led the KC scene with his blend of oversight, humor, and quality playing night in and night out. Cary started his life off in Fairbury, Nebraska, and attended Doan College in Crete, Nebraska, and it was back in 1982 that he moved to Kansas City to study saxophone with Professor Tim Timmons at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. From that point on, Cary has been active as a saxophonist, recording artist, band leader, composer, arranger, and an instructor in the area. In 2010, Cary was appointed as the artistic director and conductor of the Great Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, after serving as the group's baritone sax man since its inception back in 2003. Also from 96 to 2009, he was the music director for the Plaza Lighting Ceremony. I didn't know Cary, but everything I read about him gave me the sense that I finally did. He was loved, and he will be missed. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the middle of the United States, home to the Jazz Hall of Fame, Charlie Parker, and the late, great Cary Strayer, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you that jazz fix you've been seeking, with music from cats like Grant Green, Chick Corea, the great John Coltrane, and many more. Man, this next cat was huge in the bebop movement. Here's alto sax man Sonny Criss with the song All Night Long. Thank you.
This is Bill McCamey, Kansas City bassist. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
was a new band in the jazz world, and it's a good one. Five in Orbit with the song Line 475 off their album from 2010 called Freaks. This band is a group of musicians who say they feel influenced by both Duke Ellington and Charlie Mingus or even Roland Kirk. Their swinging avant-garde sound is born in France and based on the coming together of one musician from Barcelona and two from Paris. Their albums are sweeping through Europe with intensity and ushering a very new blend of jazz sound that is really refreshing. Our next song on the show comes from the great guitarist Grant Green with the tune High Heeled Sneakers. Thank you.
everybody. My name is Matt Cain, New York jazz drummer, originally from Kansas City. And you're tuned in to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was Lorain, Ohio native and trumpeter Imer Santiago with his tune Forthcoming off an album that has arrived indeed, the 2013 LP Hidden Journey. From Ohio, he moved to the Crescent City and continued his education. Over the years, he has performed quite a bit and now lives in Nashville, Tennessee with his wife and son, acting as a tenured band director in the Metropolitan Nashville Public School District. He is also an adjunct trumpet professor at Tennessee State University, and he keeps the music moving as evidenced off this latest disc and many live performances. This next cat is one of our favorites around here. From the 2008 album called Early Days, here's pianist Chick Corea with a waltz for Bill Evans. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
From Lisbon, Portugal, that was Felipe Melo with his trio on a nice 2006 song called Jingles from his album called Debut. After Melo was detained and interrogated for 15 years in jail for hacking, he chose to devote himself to the piano and got very interested in jazz and improvisation. He is focused on music and film these days, having played with numerous jazz musicians in Portugal. He has won a handful of awards, and he is one busy cat with a very tasty jazz bio. Next up on this hour of Neon Jazz, as we wind things down a bit, is the very accomplished pianist, composer, and arranger Xavier Davis with his trio on the 2007 song called Milk with the Kool-Aid Chaser. Thank you. Dig that visual of milk and Kool-Aid. Again, that was Xavier Davis at the keys with his trio off the album Innocence of Youth. Our final wade into the jazz waters here on this fluid hour of jazz is from the great John Coltrane with the 1957 song Bacay. My boy Miles, named after the great one, really digs Coltrane and specifically this track. So I figured it was a good way to put a period on this end of the jazz sentence. A Coltrane moment, if you will, before we leave. Thanks again for tuning in to a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the fourth jazz singer, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show, send us a suggestion or two, let us know you're out there, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.